This is a Squiz Kids podcast. Your fresh take on what's happening in the world around you.
Each week we give the world globe a spin and see where we land. Then we take the kids of Australia on an audio excursion to visit that country and its people. I'm Amanda Bauer, and today on Squiz the World, we're visiting the biggest country in South America. A powerhouse soccer nation, a place known for its huge celebrations of carnival. Can you guess? Strap yourselves in to the Squiz Kids Superfast Supersonic Jetliner as we take off and take a squiz at Brazil.
Just the facts.
If you look at a map of South America, Brazil is the huge country that occupies much of the northeast coast. That's on the top right. It has 7,400 kilometres of coastline, and yes, it has some pretty gorgeous beaches. As of 2024, there are 216 million humans living in Brazil. That's about 8 times as many people that live in Australia. It's also home to the greatest variety of animals of any country in the world. We're talking 600 mammal species, 1,500 species of fish, 1,600 species of bird, and 100,000 different types of insects. Many of those creatures live in the Amazon jungle, which is in Brazil's north and is the world's biggest. We often hear about the Amazon in the news because huge amounts of the rainforest are being cut down by farmers, miners, and other kinds of industry. About 17% of the forest has already been lost, which is a problem because the Amazon's trees store carbon and that helps slow climate change. But there is some cool stuff happening. The Amazon is home to about 1 million indigenous people, and they are using something unexpected to protect the trees. Drones, GPS, and artificial intelligence. AI predicts which areas are likely to be chopped down by farmers next. Indigenous people then go to visit those farmers and use the drones to monitor the areas and make sure they're safe. I'd really like to see that in action. Another trip to put on my travel bucket list. Of course, whenever you do travel, it's important to learn a few words in that country's language. It's a great way to show respect. So let's
learn the lingo.
For 322 years, Brazil was a colony of Portugal, so the main language spoken there is Portuguese. Squiz Kids Gabby and Olivia, whose mum is Brazilian, are here to teach us how you say hello. Take it away, Gabby.
Bom dia.
Go on, you give it a try. Bom dia. People are always really grateful when you just try to speak their language. They may even thank you for it. Hey, Olivia, how do we say thank you?
Muito obrigada means thank you.
And muito obrigada to you too, Olivia and Gabby. Now that we can communicate a little bit, it's
time for school.
How would you like to go to school for only 4 hours? That's what kids in Brazil do. Half of a school's students show up at 7:30 in the morning and learn until 11:30. The other half come at 1:30 and go until 5:30. Everyone has lunch at home, except for kids whose families don't have much money. They get to stay at school for lunch, and for some of them, it's the only meal they'll get all day. That's not such a fun fact, is it? So, why are the school days split in two like this? Well, the Brazilian government did it because many kids weren't going to school, either because there wasn't space or because their family needed their kids to work and help at home. Splitting school into two shifts allowed everyone to go and also gave kids time to help their parents before or after school if necessary. And in actual fact, there's a third shift of primary school that happens at night. Teachers are at schools until as late as 10 o'clock. Holding classes for adults and teenagers who couldn't go to school when they were kids. And I thought Australian teachers worked hard. When people visit Australia, there are things they find amazing that we might take for granted, like our unique wildlife, or the food we eat, or the games we play. And Brazil has something pretty astonishing.
Believe it or not.
As well as being home to a huge chunk of the Amazon rainforest, Brazil also contains, perhaps not surprisingly, a long stretch of the Amazon River. And what a river it is. Check out these extraordinary facts. Number one, the Amazon River contains pink dolphins. Nope, I am not a victim of misinformation. I checked with Squizzy the news hound. The Boto dolphin is one of the rarest and most endangered Amazon River animals. It appears pink because its skin is so thin that the blood vessels beneath, which flow with red blood, make its skin look pink. The more excited it gets, the pinker it is. Kind of like my face when I'm playing sport. Extraordinary fact number two. A Slovenian athlete once swam 5,268 kilometres of the Amazon's entire 6,400 kilometre length. It took him 66 days. But Amanda, I hear you cry, aren't there flesh-eating piranhas in the Amazon? Why yes, Squiz Kids, there are. Martin Strel avoided them by having supporters in boats on either side of him, ready to drop raw meat and blood into the water to distract any threatening piranhas. Phew. And number three, the Amazon River used to flow backwards. Up until 15 million years ago, the Amazon flowed out into the Pacific Ocean instead of the Atlantic. Then the Andes Mountains rose up and the river was landlocked. That means it was surrounded by land for nearly 5 million years. Then the masses of water found a way out, just in the other direction. I've learned a ton about Brazil and now I'm starving. I think it might be
dinner time.
The national dish of Brazil is called feijoada. Feijoao is Portuguese for beans, so we're talking a black bean stew that's cooked up with a variety of meat products. The more traditional versions might have pig's ears and beef tongue, but I've popped a recipe in your episode notes that does not. The rich, smoky stew is served with rice, sautéed greens, and orange slices. It's rich and warm and comforting, and apparently it's on the menu at every restaurant in Brazil. Yum.
Time for the quiz.
This is the part of the podcast where you get to test how well you've been listening. Question number one, what's an unlikely tool that's being used to stop deforestation of the Brazilian rainforests? That's right, they're drones and artificial intelligence. Question number two, what did Martin Spell's supporters drop into the water for piranhas? That's right, meat and blood. Yeesh. Question number three, what makes Boto dolphins pink? Yeah, it's their thin skin and the blood flowing underneath. That's all we have time for today. Thanks for staying curious about the world and joining me on this incredible trip to Brazil. Now get out there and have a most excellent day. Over and out.